Afternoon, church. I don't know whether you noticed just now. Do you see our in-house table tennis champion? Our player beat the Chinese player, you know. Pastor Eunice, don't play, okay? Come, let's pray and look to God together as we prepare ourselves to hear the word of God. Lord, we thank you that you are the source of all blessings. And today, Lord, we want to pause and give thanks for the many wonderful blessings that you've given to us. We pray this day, Holy Spirit, come. Bring fresh revelation to us. As we hear your word, Lord, may we be stirred once again to do that which you have called us to do. That may our life be a shining testimony of the living miracle of God in us. We pray that, Lord, that indeed you hide thy servant behind the cross, so that let whatever word that proceeded from this pulpit be your word for your people. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, in the preparation for this sermon, I checked out the dictionary on the word reloaded. And this is what I picked up. Right? The word reloaded can mean a couple of things. To put back a cargo, to put a new load, or to fetch the latest version, especially in the computer language, you talk about refreshing the page, the pages, alright, to reload the software and things like that. In other words, is to put on something new. I believe that God wants to do something new for us in BBTC. As we begin a new year, God wants to bless us afresh. But there are some of us among us, we've been hearing about the blessing of God, you hear the blessing of God, but you have not experienced the blessing of God. Today, God also has a word for you. God wants you to know what are the hindrances so that you can experience all that God wants to give to you. I'd like to share with you why we need to have blessing reloaded. Some of you felt cheated the last time I preached because I only have 2 points. Because some of you have already stereotyped me that whenever Pastor Seng Lee preached, always have my points? 3 points. Okay, so today I will not fear you. There will be 3 points. Alright, I'll show you 3 reasons why we need to have blessing reloaded. Let me start with the first reason. First reason why we have blessing reloaded is to remind us again that we are people who have been blessed by God. Alright, we heard from Senior Pastor last 2 weeks about we are being a praise empowered church. We are a word empowered church. And when we do so, we are blessed by the Lord. Alright, so I want to encourage us, the first reason why we want to have blessing reloaded is because it is time to remind ourselves again that we are people that have been blessed by God. Allow me to show you verses that help us to know that we are truly people that have been blessed. Alright, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Alright, the tense is, has blessed us. Now what does that mean? It means it has already been given. We don't have to doubt. We have been blessed by God. Can I hear amen? We have been blessed. Now, how much did God bless us? The verse went on to tell us that we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. Would you have any lack in your blessing? No. Because as far as the word of God is concerned, He has blessed you with every spiritual blessing. Which means that you and I will have no lack. Now, I want to highlight the word spiritual, because sometimes when you look at the word spiritual blessing, sometimes we may just limit it to just our spiritual realities. But the spiritual blessing of God can be translated to physical blessing as well. So don't be limited by the word spiritual here, alright? The spiritual blessing can be translated into physical blessing. Next, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have wrought for those who take refuge in you, before the sons of men. What is the size of his blessing? Come, speak to me. What is the size of his blessing? Great! Alright, God did not just want to give you something simple. God wants to bless you greatly. Now, just in case you are not convinced, let me give you another verse to show you the kind of God we have. Alright, first, Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. So God wants to bless us. God don't just want to bless you with little. God wants to bless you with every spiritual blessing. And not only just every spiritual blessing, the word of God tells us, God bless you until it overflows. We don't have a stingy God. We have a God who that wants to bless you abundantly. That's the kind of God you and I serve. We have a great God. Part of my research, I stumbled on this verse. I thought it's good to just show you. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Now I checked various versions of the verse, and I concluded that what it means is that God does bless us with physical wealth. Alright? Now we're not talking about prosperity gospel here. We're talking about the fact that God wants His children to be adequately prepared for. Alright? So God does want to bless us with riches as well. And there's no sorrow to it. Alright? Human effort, you can acquire wealth, but you can have pain and sorrow. But the wealth that comes from God, there's no sorrow. God wants to bless us with physical blessing as well. Proverbs 16:20, he who gives attention to the word will find good, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Right? Now, in order for you and I to experience the blessing of God, there are principles. There are actions on our part. And in this particular case, trust is needed to unlock the blessing of God. The earlier verses I show you, it talks about other conditions, like fear God, like faith in God, that talks about obeying God. So there are conditions that will help us to experience the blessing of God. Now one of the actions needed on our part is actually asking. One of the ways to show that we trust God is there to ask God. And Matthew 7:7 tells us this, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Now just pause and just look at the verses again. How often does God answer your prayer? How often? For everyone who asks. So how often God answer? Every time. God answers our prayer every time. Because you and I serve a God that wants to answer your prayer. Now, when He answers us, it's not always yes. Right? He has four ways to answer you. It can be a yes, it can be a no, it can be wait, or it can be, I will give you something better. Right? God answers us all the time. But His answers may come from various forms. Alright? So that's the assurance I want to give to you, that God always answers our prayer. Verse 9. Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? You see, if a son asks for a loaf, he will not give the son a stone because a stone will be useless to the son. Or when he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? You know, he will not give him a snake, a dangerous item to the child. Alright? Now, verse 11. At the count of three, can you read it for me? Ready? 1, 2, 3. You know, the Bible is very direct with us. We are all imperfect people. We are all evil in our own ways before God because of the sin in our life. But despite the fact that we may be evil before God, when we will still give good gifts to our children, right? How much more the all-perfect God will give good gifts to His children. You know, when I meditated on this verse, it dawned upon me that the God of this Bible is a God that only gives us good gifts. Let this truth ponder upon your heart for a while. Alright? God can only give you good gifts. God doesn't give us bad gifts. God only gives us good gifts. And therefore everything that God gives into you is good. Now not only that He bless you with good gifts, He bless us gifts that last for eternity as well. Right? That beyond this lifetime. Romans 8:29-30. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son, so that He will be the firstborn among many brethren. Right? God gifted us, God blessed us with this destiny. He has predestined us that we become more and more like Jesus, and that outlasts our life on earth. Verse 30, and those whom predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. Whom He justified, He also glorified. These are precious gifts for us. We are called. We have a purpose on earth. We have a purpose beyond earth. That's something beautiful for us. Not only that we are called, we have a purpose. We are justified. We are made right with God. We can stand before God. We can be in the presence of God in this life and beyond this life. And not only that we are justified, we are also glorified. We have a new identity in Christ. We are eternally blessed by these eternal spiritual gifts. We are blessed beyond this physical world. Amen? Do you feel blessed already? No. You know, in a crowd like this, I know that there will be some of you that will reflect this picture. But why? Why do I experience this blessing? Right, Pastor, I hear you, but these blessings are not real in my life. I'd like to give you one quick reason. Open doors. One of the reasons many of us cannot experience the blessing of God in our lives is due to the open doors in our lives. Open doors like sins of our fathers and the resulting curses, ungodly belief, soul spirit hurts, and demonic oppressions. Right, these are things that operate in our life because of the open doors in us. Example of sins of our fathers and resulting curses. Maybe some of you find that your family have repeated sicknesses, right, from your grandfather to your father to yourself. Maybe it's heart condition or skin problem, things like that. These are possible signs of the sins of our father and resulting curses. Or ungodly beliefs such as poverty mindset. You may be blessed financially, but there's always the fear that you don't have enough. Right? These are poverty mindset at work. Or soul spirit hurts. Some of us may be so hurt in our spirit that we do not know how to have fun. We do not know how to have joy. In fact, some of us feel like to have joy is to sin against God. And that's not true, by the way. Yeah? And some of us, demonic oppression. Sometimes we find ourselves sabotaging our life. With our right hand, we build. With our left hand, we tear down the things in our life. All right, for example, I know of people who started off building very good business, but in the same way, they also tear down the business by their addiction to gambling. Now, some people in their life, they find that as they go through life, they find that there are a lot of roadblocks in their life. Church, I want you to know that these are open doors in your life. And God has blessed us in this church with a tool to help you. And that's called restoring the foundation. So I encourage all of you this year, don't hold back. Do sign up for our RTF. Right? Allow God to help you to close all these open doors in your life so that every one of us can experience the blessing of God. All right? Yes, I hear amen. Thank you very much, sister. Now, experiencing the blessing of God is also a growing experience. All right? Just because you become a Christian doesn't mean that you can fully appreciate the blessing of God. Just like this little girl. What would she choose? $1 million or $100 Barbie doll? What would a child choose if he's not influenced by the parents? What would she choose? The Barbie doll. Now you can tell the child, no, you know, with the money, that $1 million, you can buy 10,000 sets. You think the child will understand? The child may not even understand what 10,000 look like. In the same way, in a spiritual life, many of us, as we start in our spiritual life, we are attracted to the physical blessing of God. And that's usual, that's normal. But I want to encourage you that the spiritual blessing of God far, far outweighs the physical blessing. So how you and I can really grow to appreciate the spiritual blessing of God? We need to take time to reflect. We need to take time to discern. We need to take time to ask God for revelation, so that we can grow to appreciate the spiritual blessing of God. The mature Christian that I come into contact with, they talk more about the spiritual blessing of God than the physical blessing. And I want to encourage you. That's why we have a blessing reloaded. Why do we have a blessing reloaded? Because we want to remind us again that we are people that have been blessed by God beyond this earth. We have spiritual blessing that outlasts this lifetime. So this blessing reloaded, first purpose is to help us to be reminded again there were people that have been blessed. Can I hear amen? Are you blessed? Right, the second reason why a blessing reloaded is because it releases us to bless others. Alright? Overheard a conversation between two children. The son of an engineer referred to the Alpha Tower and boasted, "My dad built it." Then another child don't want to lose out, so refer to the Dead Sea. So do you know the Dead Sea or not? This one is the son of a military officer. Do you know the Dead Sea? My dad killed it. Now, why is the Dead Sea dead? I'll bring you to Israel. Huh? This is the map of Israel. You can see the Jordan River going into the Dead Sea. Now, the Dead Sea is actually a salt lake. It's not even a sea. Right? It's just a lake. And it has the lowest level lowest elevation on earth, on the land. And because of the concentration of salt, plants and animals cannot survive inside the water. All right? That's why it got the name Dead Sea. And the reason is because Dead Sea is a collection of water from Jordan River and there's no outlet. And because there's no outlet, over accumulation of time, the salt deposit continue to accumulate at the seabed. All right, so that's why it make the water very salty. Right, so that is the reason why you call a Dead Sea a Dead Sea. There's no outlet. There's spiritual parallelism for us as well. For us as Christians, if that's all we do, we just want to receive the blessing of God, we just want to enjoy the blessing of God, and we never do anything about it, we become the Dead Sea Christian. And that's not God's design for us. God doesn't want you and I to just be recipient of blessing and not being a disperser of blessing. Alright? Because if that's all you do, you just accumulate, and then you become just a Dead Sea Christian. That's not God's design. Allow me to just show you one verse to show you that God doesn't want us to be like that. Matthew 10:8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. God wants us, as we receive the blessing of God, as we receive all kind of blessing, whether it's healing, whether it is physical blessing, as we receive them, release them. Because as you give them away, God can fill you with more, so that you can give away. And then God can fill you up again, so that you can give up more. So that more and more people can experience God through you. This is God's design for us. God designed us to be channels of His blessing. God bless you so that you become a channel that you can use. Right? God doesn't use any other means except human beings. God used human beings to be the ultimate channels of His blessing. And that's why this leads me to our blessing campaign. Right? Our blessing campaign is our desire to live out God's desire for us. That as we are reminded that we have been blessed by God, it is now our turn to bless others. So today, this weekend, marks the launch of our blessing campaign. Allow me to just take us quickly through what we'll be doing over the next 4 weeks. This is the campaign for 2017. Pastor Walker reminded us that it's beyond acts to being. All right, we want to move from the action to the transformation of our lives. Last year, we started with 30,000. We are not here to push the numbers. We are here to just use the 30,000 as a reference point. So, but it's good to have a number, alright? But that's not something we want to focus. The period is from yesterday until 19th of Feb. Now, why do we do a campaign? Because it gives us a common focus for everybody. From the children church, to the youth church, to our Hokkien ministry, to our Mandarin church, and so as our English. All of us are doing the same thing. It gives us a common focus. I create buzz so that when you go home, you talk to your children, you talk to your parents, everybody is talking about the blessing campaign. Alright? So that we can also encourage one another, and it also allow a concentrated effort. You see, if you tell us, let's have a blessing campaign for 1 year, we all puncture along June, July, okay? So 1 month helps us to have a concentration. It helps us to be focused. Same resources given, alright, we give you the blessing booklet. We also given you the ang pao. The only difference is that the blessing booklet change color, the ang pao change logo. Otherwise, it's all the same, alright? But there's a twist. There's a twist to this year's blessing campaign. Let me just show you the schedule. Alright, this weekend is the launch. Alright, you can do your red packet, your messages, your act of kindness, from now all the way to the 18th, 19th of February. Alright, anytime. Alright. Just take note again, next Sunday there's service here, okay? Please come to church. Huh? I know it's Chinese New Year second day. Do come to church. Now the twist is on the third week onwards. We want to encourage every cell group to start to pray for a people group or a project to do together. Now, why we do that? Last year, our blessing campaign is individual focused. We want every one of you to go out and bless people. Alright, so that's for last year. But this year, we want you to start to do it together as a cell group. Why do we do it together as a cell group? A couple of reasons. One, alright, it helps. And some of us, we may be shy, yeah? But when we do together as a cell group, it helps us to overcome our comfort zone. Alright? So that's one reason. Second reason is, we hope that after this, the blessing campaign can cascade down to various cell groups. It doesn't have to wait for the church to promote a blessing campaign. The cell group can start to do this beyond the campaign. Because at the end of the day, we are not looking for the action. We are looking for life change. We hope that this becomes a lifestyle in BBTC. Now let me just... So in order to do that, we need to take time to reflect. We need to take time to learn what the Lord is teaching us. I'll come back to this again. I'm going to go down some specific to share with you the twist to this year's blessing campaign. Alright, particularly to the red packet, the ang pao. There's something new for this red packet that I would like us to do. Alright, now in order to introduce this, I'm going to play you a video. Alright, just enjoy the video, and it's quite self-explanatory about how we're going to use this red packet.
A teacher in New York decided to honor each of her seniors in high school by telling them the difference each of them had made. She called each student to the front of the class, one at a time. First, she told each of them how they had made a difference to her and the class. Then she presented each of them with a blue ribbon imprinted with gold letters, which read, "Who I am makes a difference." Afterwards, the teacher decided to do a class project to see what kind of impact recognition would have on a community. She gave each student three more blue ribbons and instructed them to go out and spread this acknowledgement ceremony. Then they were to follow up on the results, see who honored whom, and report to the class in about a week. One of the boys in the class went to a junior executive in a nearby company and honored him for helping him with his career planning. He gave him a blue ribbon and put it on his shirt. Then he gave him two extra ribbons and said, "We're doing a class project on recognition, and we'd like for you to go out, find someone to honor, and give them a blue ribbon. Then give them this extra blue ribbon so they can acknowledge a third person to keep this ceremony going. Then, please get back to me and tell me what happened." Later that day, the junior executive went in to see his boss, who had a reputation of being kind of a grouchy fellow. He told him that he deeply admired him for being a creative genius. The boss seemed very surprised. The junior executive asked him if he would accept the gift of a blue ribbon and give him permission to put it on him. His boss said, "Well, sure." The junior executive took one of the blue ribbons and placed it right on his boss's jacket above his heart. And then he asked, offering him the last ribbon, "Would you take this extra ribbon and pass it on by honoring somebody else?" "The teenager who gave me these is doing a school project, and we want to keep this ribbon ceremony going and see how it affects people." That night, the boss came home and sat down with his 14-year-old son. He said, "The most incredible thing happened to me today. I was in my office, and one of my employees came in and told me he admired me and gave me a blue ribbon for being a creative genius. Imagine, he thinks I'm a creative genius. Then he put a blue ribbon on me that says, 'Who I am makes a difference.' He gave me an extra ribbon and asked me to find somebody else to honor. As I was driving home tonight, I started thinking about who I would honor with this ribbon, and I thought about you. I want to honor you. My days are hectic, and when I come home, I don't pay a lot of attention to you. I yell at you for not getting good enough grades and for your messy bedroom. Somehow tonight, I just wanted to sit here and, well, just let you know that you do make a difference to me. Besides your mother, you are the most important person in my life. You're a great kid, and I love you." The startled boy started to sob and sob, and he couldn't stop crying. His whole body shook. He looked up at his father and said through his tears, "Dad, earlier tonight I sat in my room and wrote a letter to you and Mom explaining why I had took my life, and I asked you to forgive me. I was going to commit suicide tonight after you were asleep. I just didn't think you'd care at all. The letter is upstairs. I don't think I'll need it after all." His father walked upstairs and found a heartfelt letter full of anguish and pain. The boss went back to work a changed man. He was no longer a grouch, but made sure to let all of his employees know that they made a difference. The junior executive helped many other young people with career planning, one being the boss's son, and never forgot to let them know that they made a difference in his life. In addition, the young man and his classmates learned a valuable lesson. Who you are does make a difference.
The examples may be a lot about United States from United States, but I think the principle is the same. In Asian context, in Singapore, many of the time we hear more negative words than positive words. And so this year, for the blessing campaign for your red packet, we want to encourage you to treat this as a blue ribbon. Right, take this red packet and go to someone who will make a difference in your life and tell the person who they are makes a difference in your life. Right, it could be your unsafe parents, it could be unsafe colleagues, it could be your friends that you have never, you wanted to appreciate them, but you have never found the time to do it. Why not we use this Chinese New Year, use this red packet, and go and affirm those people who have made a difference in your life. Right, I'm sure you can think of at least 10 person that you can do that for, right? And so you say, no, Pastor, I crack my head, I can only think of 8. Don't worry, I can fill up the 9 and 10 for you. Just give to senior pastor and me. Okay, I'm sure you can find 10 person, alright? Just think of 10 person that you want to bless. Alright, they who have made a difference in your life. Alright, go out to them, you can write a little card in the red packet, alright, and just give to them and say, who you are makes a difference in my life. And you can go on and explain to them how, what kind of difference they make in your life. Now we decided to do this because, based on last year's feedback, some of you are saying that, you know, Chinese New Year red packet usually reserved for those who are married, then can give. Those single cannot give. Now, there again, this custom is not really followed by everybody. But since there are some potential hurdles, so why don't we turn it around? Alright, we are not giving this as an ang pao. We are giving this as our appreciation for people. Okay? Alright? So that the singles, the married among us, all of us can participate. All of us can use this red packet and go to people who make a difference in our life and affirm them and thank God for them. Can we do that? Alright, so there will be a twist to the red packet. Alright? Bless 10 persons with red packet and acknowledge the difference they made in your life. Alright? You can, from now all the way until February the 19th. 10 messages. It can be spoken, it can be WhatsApp, it can be SMS. Alright? Pray and ask God for a word and then text to them and encourage them. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Right? So again, like what the video that I've shown us earlier, what we say is very important. Alright, we can speak life or we can speak death. So I encourage us as a church, let's learn to speak life to people. Alright, one of the ways is to start affirming people who have made a difference in our life. Alright? Then we can go on to talk acts of kindness as the Lord leads you. Alright, pray as a cell group. Alright, is there something that the Lord wants you to do? Alright, whether pray for the people who are sick. Alright, senior pastor last week reminded us that their spiritual dynamics are different. For unsafe, in Luke 10 and Mark 16, God wants us to go out and pray for the unsafe outside. And for those who are Christian, alright, if they are not well, okay, they can come to church. Alright, James 5 give us the instruction to pray for those who are not well in the church. Alright, so whatever the case is, we want to encourage you, allow the Lord to speak to you, right? And be a source of blessing to the people outside. Now, on that note, I want to encourage us to always clothe ourselves in prayer. Alright, as you seek the Lord for wisdom, make sure you also pray and ask God for protection as you do so. Now, our blessing campaign started. Alright, yesterday is the launch. By yesterday morning, many cell groups have already gone out. Alright, so this is the testimony from Sanctuary Tribe. I think they are here, right? Woo! Okay, Sanctuary Tribe. They delivered Chinese New Year package and meal to 91 households for the BCCSE clients. I think the four cell groups were involved, and there are several testimonies. Allow me to just read out one, just to share with you what they learned. I'm expected to visit a very rundown flat with despondent elderly. But how wrong was I? Most of the beneficiaries we came into contact were kind grandmothers and grandpas who enjoyed to chit-chat. As they shared their story, we had the opportunity to lay hands and pray for Auntie Margaret, who had just had an ankle operation, and even Mr. A, who is a non-Chinese, non-believer, who gladly received our offers of prayers. The greatest reward for me was to encounter Madam Yeo, who walked very slowly due to weakness, but her spirit was so strong. She shared of how Jesus cured her of a lifelong condition, healed her mom and her brothers of diabetes. As a result, she talked about Jesus to everyone she meets. I thought I was going to be a blessing, but I have been so encouraged instead to see Madam Yeo beaming with so much joy and faith. And to see Madam Yeo was to see a living miracle of God evidence in our midst. So I encourage you, as you go out and do acts of kindness, God may line out miracles for you to discover. All right, so don't sit back and do nothing. Get involved, all right? Because exciting things are happening around us. Next is our MG ladies, our Mellow Green ladies. All right, these are our seniors. All right, Mary and Roslyn group, they went to Changi Airport to bless 40 cleaners, helpers, and children. All right, this is the testimony they sent to me. I was asking, what's MG? They said, Mellow Green, ah. Okay, Mellow Green. Island. We have a very impactful 5 hours of blessing campaign. They did it for 5 hours. At Terminal 2 and 3 of Changi Airport, we blessed cleaners, service helpers, old people, children at the kopitiam, at the children play area, and even at the toilet. I think this cleaner is in the toilet, outside of the toilet. Okay. They give out ang pao, oranges, biscuits, packs of pandan rolls, and blessing each of them with the love of Jesus. It was a very united, collaborative, blessed time, as two cell groups combined to do it together. Indeed, a very rewarding time together. Our senior ladies are very solid, isn't it? 5 hours, eh? You know, if our senior ladies can do it at their age, what excuses can we give? Huh? No excuse, okay? So I encourage us, let's come together as a cell group, pray and ask God to lead us to specific project that we can do, alright, to bless others. Because at the end of the day, it's more than just the activity we do, it's who we become. Alright? We want to form the values so that we do together, alright, iron sharpen iron, our values are imparted to one another. Alright, so let's do it together as a group. Because values are more caught than taught. And values are usually caught in a community. Alright, so let's do it together. Let's influence one another together. Now, this is just to talk about the reporting time, but don't worry, the cell leaders have been briefed. But I just want to highlight to you, but do message us your testimonies. Just like I read to you the two testimonies. Have you been encouraged by the testimonies? Yes, right? So encourage us lah. And so as you go out and do the blessing act, please text to us what happened on the ground, the miracles you encounter, the lessons you have learned. Alright? WhatsApp to us so that we can be encouraged together. Now if you are shy, say, Pastor, don't mention my name. I will not mention your name. Alright? Can? But let's encourage one another towards good works. Now why do we need to have blessing reloaded? Why do we need to top up our blessing? First, it is to remind us again that we are blessed. We are blessed by God beyond this world. Second, why do we need to have blessing reloaded? Because it releases us to do blessing again. We don't want to be Dead Sea Christian. Alright, we want to be living Christian. Right? So we want to go out and bless others. And finally, which is the last point, which is the most important point, it refocuses to be like Jesus. It helps us to refocus again, that we want to be more and more like Jesus. That's why the focus for this year is beyond acts. We want to become people who reflect Jesus. We want to be people who bring the blessing of Jesus. Now, for the forming of habits, sometimes you read different books, different articles tell you 21 days and you can build a habit. Or 30 days, you build a habit. As I listen to some of these neuroscientists, as they talk about formation of habits, all right, the latest I've been hearing is that it takes at least 63 days of repetition, of 7 minutes a day, to really wire our brains to change. So sometimes, you know, you diet for a month and you see some changes, you're very happy. Then next year, you see yourself balloon double, okay? Why? Because you've not changed your habit yet. Alright? Or some of us, we may think that we've been reading the Bible consistently for a month, then you think you have the habit. Before long, you find that you have stopped reading. Alright? We need to press in. Alright? We need to press in. It takes about 63 days. That's why we have last year we had a blessing campaign, this year we have a blessing campaign again. Why? Because we want to encourage you. We want to help you to form this habit of constantly bringing blessing to people. Alright? We need to press on beyond the campaign. You see, the goal for all of us as a church is the 30,000 acts of blessing, alright, or 20 per person. But what's the price? What's the price? What's the something that we are looking forward to? We are looking forward to not, because we finished the 30,000. No. The price that we are going for is who we become. That's what we're looking at. Individually, as you get involved in this blessing campaign, alright, it's not just to finish the target, it is who you become in the process. And similarly for us as a church, when we have this blessing campaign as a church, what we're looking forward is who we become as a church. Do we reflect Jesus as a church? And in order for us to do that, we need to be deliberate, we need to be intentional. We need to take time to reflect on who we are becoming. We need to take time to reflect. That's why I share with you that as you give out the red packet, as you bless people with words, as you pray and ask God for download and bless people, or you do project together, whatever you do, take time to reflect. Who are we becoming? You see, God wants us to change. God wants us to be more and more like His Son. And how does Jesus look like when He's on earth? Okay? Romans 8:29, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to become conformed to the image of His Son. God wants us to be like His Son. So, what is the image of Jesus on earth? Acts 10:38, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed Him with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how He went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with Him. Jesus has His own healing, blessing campaign. His 2.5 years, or His entire life on earth, is a blessing campaign. Jesus, the Word of God says, He went about doing good. And because Jesus we love, and Jesus we follow, and Jesus went about doing good, you and I need to do likewise. Now, I want to also highlight to us that we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to empower us and to protect us as you go about doing this. Because we are doing a spiritual thing. I'm not promoting a social work here. I'm not promoting community service here. You hear me? Alright, community service, you know, school and all that, they can be doing that. Corporate can be doing that. But we're talking about spiritual blessing. And because we're doing spiritual blessing, please cover yourself with prayer. Please cover yourself with the Holy Spirit, so that whatever you do, there's a spiritual impact there, and you can have also a spiritual protection. Alright? So take note of that. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me, and just as I also am of Christ. Paul challenges the people to imitate him as he imitated Christ. Similarly for us, it is the will of God for us to imitate Jesus. Another verse, but we with unveiled faces, beholding as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. God wants us to have the same image of Jesus, that we become more and more like Jesus. God's intention is to change us from the inside out. God wants us to become more and more like Jesus, both in our action as well as in our emotions, who we are inside. Right? The transformation of God is not just in our external behaviors. God is also looking for our inward behaviors. So as you open up your heart, as you allow God to use you in this blessing campaign, be sensitive to what God is doing in your heart. Because change starts from the inside out. God wants to change us, and He will start with our hearts. So be open. Allow God to speak to your hearts. I'm going to share with you two testimonies of how God will reveal our hearts to us and thereby draw us more to depend on Him so that we can become more like Him. Let me share with you one story first. This is a story we heard from the Pastor Summit. Joseph Chen from YWAM shared with us about their blessing campaign, their version of blessing campaign. They built a tentage outside Aljunied MRT, and they filled the tentage with various activities. They have free gifts to give away. They have free food to give away. They have free services like free massage, free pedicure, free manicure. So, manicure, okay? Manicure, yeah, but and so a lot of the poor, the people, the community there, they walk into the tentage and they were blessed. Then there's one particular story I want to highlight to us. A young man was in the pedicure station. Right? He was stationed there to cut the toenails. And so one old man walked towards him and sit down and to be treated. But he was shocked by the length of the toenail because it was very long, right? Longer than this picture. Huh? It was very long. So he looked up to the old man and he said to the old man, "Uncle, very unhygienic, you know. You don't cut your toenail." Alright? And then he go on and advise the uncle about, you know, if toenail too long, you will accumulate a lot of dirt and a lot of dust, and then you may have bacteria and you will eat into your flesh, and go on and on to advise the uncle about how to be hygienic. And as he go about it, until he finished cutting all the toenails. Saturday I said cutting all the toes. Y'all be slow, alright. Okay, so after he finished cutting all the toenails, alright, he steadied himself, and the uncle steadied himself to stand up. And as the uncle stand up, uncle said this to him, "Aboya, uncle cannot bend. Uncle cannot bend. The reason why his toenail was so long was because he cannot bend himself to cut the toenail." Wow, that touched the young man. There was suddenly he realized there's so much prejudice in his heart. There's so much personal opinion in our hearts. And God uses this experience to change his heart, to fill his heart with a fresh compassion for the poor outside. So that was a good story. A life was touched, a life was changed. Let me end on with my own story. I also want to do blessing campaign many years ago. Before that, my family, we stay in our own flat and my parents stay in their own flat. But as I noticed that they are getting old and all that, we decided that we will be a blessing by bringing them into our house. And long story cut short, their house got en bloc, so they got a new flat. So we moved into their new flat. So we stayed together with our parents as a blessing campaign to bless them. Yeah. But like I said earlier, my parents were getting old, and my father developed dementia. Alright. Now I read about dementia. I read for a briefing about dementia, but nothing really quite beats living with somebody with dementia. My father began to develop very strange habits.
To protect his dignity, I will not share too much about some of the strange habits. But just to show you one particular area, he began to lose his temper. He became very hot tempered. So at night, sometimes after food, we will want to serve him his medication, and he will always insist with us that he have already taken his medicine. And sometimes he will bang table and he shout at us and says that I've taken already. Why do you insist on getting me to eat medicine again? And he ended up will be a shouting match. And unfortunately, sometime I shouted back. I'm not proud to share with this because I'm mindful of the fact that I'm not ashamed because I'm a pastor, just because I'm a Christian, but because the original intent was to be a blessing. But I find myself not being a blessing. I find myself fighting with him. And to compound the issue, I'm mindful of the fact that I'm not being a good modeling for my children. My children are watching. Of course, they understand my frustration. But I'm not modeling for them positively. And during one of those difficult times, I cried out to the Lord. I said, God, you know, my father has come to know you. He's a Christian. He prayed to you. And he has lived a full life. He's 85 years old. Now, God, if you don't want to heal him, if he's not going to experience healing here on earth, Lord, why don't you take him home? I mean, he'll be better off with you in heaven than to struggle here on earth with this sickness and fighting with his children and his loved ones. It took a while, and then the Lord replied. The Lord said this to me, Son, I'm keeping your father here for you, so that you can become more and more like Jesus to him. It broke my heart. I cried. I cried because I feel God. I cried because I know that I'm so weak. I want to be like Jesus. I want to reflect Jesus to my father. I can only cry to God, God, give me your grace. I'm telling you this story not because we have victory. I'm telling you this story because I'm still in the journey. But I know that God's grace will be more than enough for me. Because God, if you want to become more and more like Jesus, his grace will be more than enough for us. And this is what this whole blessing campaign is all about. As we launch this blessing campaign this week, right, these are the reasons, but the greatest reason is that we want all of us to aspire to become more and more like Jesus. If you forget everything about this sermon, if you forget everything about the blessing campaign, please remember this. God's desire for you and I is that you can become more and more like Jesus. God wants us to become more and more like Jesus. Jesus is the greatest example for us. Jesus modeled for us. Jesus came to this earth and be a blessing to all humanity, even if it means his life. Salvation is free, but salvation is not cheap. It cost Jesus his very life. And Jesus is our example. Let's live a life of blessing, just like our Jesus. For all of us who are true believers, who are true disciples of Jesus, let's all aspire to be like Jesus in how we live, both in our action as well as in our motivation. Let's reflect Jesus. You know, as I bring this service to a close, as I was doing this, as I was preparing this sermon, an old song came to my mind, an old familiar hymn. And this song says, Lord, make me like you. Please make me like you. And so I want to pass the time to Pastor Jesse to lead us in this old hymn. As a prayer to God, Lord, make me like you. Can I invite all of us to stand? As Pastor Jesse come and lead us.
Lord, make me.
sing this again. Church, I want to encourage us. Some of us, the Lord stirs in your hearts and you want to respond to God. You want to be more and more like Jesus. But you need grace. Just like me, I need grace. I want to encourage you. Come to your left. Have a personal time with the Lord. And ask God for His grace. Because His grace is more than enough for us. So as we sing this song, I want to encourage you to come to your left. Now some of us, you need prayer. You need someone to pray with you. I want to encourage you to come to your right hand side. Come to your right hand side. Right? There will be people here to pray with you and for you. Some of you, you say that, Pastor, I hear about all these blessings, but I've never experienced the blessing of God. I want to encourage you, come for prayer. Any one of you, if you need a prayer. In the first service, there's someone who's not a Christian walked in. Alright? And if you are non-Christian among us, I want to encourage you. When you have Jesus in you, that's the greatest blessing. Alright, time does not allow me to unpack that for you, but I want you to know, when Jesus comes into our lives, God can change your lives around. So if you are a non-believer among us, I want to encourage you. Come to the front, come to the right hand side. There are trained counselors, there are pastors, there are elders here that will want to pray with you. And for the rest of us, church, if you need prayer, come to the Lord, come to your right hand side. As I pass the time back to Pastor Jesse, I want to invite you, come and respond to God. Make this our prayer. Come for prayer. Right, if you need to come and make a fresh altar, come. If you need someone to pray for you, come as well. Today we want to confess to you that we are weak. We want to confess to you that, Lord, that we have failed you before. But today, Lord, we pray for your grace to come into our lives, to help us. Holy Spirit, we pray that you come. Come and empower us to live out the life that you call us to live. That we may truly reflect Jesus, both in our action as well as in our motivation. The Lord, that we are true to you, that we will be more and more like you. And even as we begin this blessing campaign, Lord, help us to do it not because we have to. Help us to do it because we want to. We want to be your channels of blessing. Just as you have blessed us, we want to bless the people around. so that you can take all the glory. Hear our prayer, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. The service is over. I want to encourage you, just pair up and pray for one another before you go. Alright? As you hear about the blessing of God, speak blessing to one another before you go.